This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tomorrow's expected to be one of the biggest travel days of the holiday season on the roads, but is Mother Nature going to be naughty or nice? That big winter storm that hit the nation's midsection is pretty much gone, says the National Weather Service's William Churchill.
So any lingering conditions on the road could be an issue, but no new precipitation falling, causing any new headaches in relation to that. But looking forward today, it's mainly just going to be the rain across the northeastern portion of the country.
There's a different challenge at the southern border. More and more migrants are trying to cross into the U.S. As many as 10,000 migrants arrested every day this month at the southwest border. Today, a U.S. team headed by Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Mexico's president to see what can be done. The latest now on the war between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Israeli forces have raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing several Palestinians, as Israel also expands its ground offensive inside Gaza. The Palestinian Red Crescent has said an Israeli drone strike hit a group of Palestinians in the Nur Shams refugee camp next to the town of Tul Karm in the occupied West Bank. They accused Israeli forces of disrupting ambulances transporting the dead and wounded. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
It's one of the world's most visited sites, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, but it's closed this morning because workers there are on strike. About 20,000 visitors a day usually visit the Eiffel Tower this time of year. Rescued, a man trapped for days in his crashed pickup truck in Indiana has been rescued after two fishermen spotted the wreckage. This is AP News. Now to a case against a former congressman and a reversal of the decision. The AP's Mike Hempen.
An appellate court has reversed a federal conviction against a former congressman. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has reversed a 2022 conviction against former Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska, saying he should not have been tried in Los Angeles. Fortenberry was convicted on charges that he lied to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign by a foreign billionaire at a 2016 Los Angeles fundraiser. The court ruled the trial venue of Los Angeles was improper because Fortenberry made the false statements during interviews with federal agents at his home in Lincoln, Nebraska, and in his lawyer's office in Washington. The case could be retried. I'm Mike Hempen.
Holiday sales were up 3.1% through Christmas Eve. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.